From Symphony Hall in Boston, I'm Ron Della Chiesa. Welcome to a WCRB broadcast of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. It's a program of discovery as the BSO and conductor Susanna Mahlke perform the American premiere of Dieter Amann's startling new work, The Piano Concerto, featuring soloist Andreas Hefliger. Then, the majesty of the sea crashes and foams through Debussy's lush musical language in La Mer, a piece the BSO has played with absolute mastery since its very first performance on American shores. It's all coming up on this Boston Symphony Orchestra broadcast from WCRB, a part of WGBH, Boston. There's nothing more exciting than being one of the first to try something new and groundbreaking, whether that means waiting in line all night for the latest iPhone, or going to a new restaurant the weekend it opens its doors. We just love to be in on the secret of the next big thing, and we love to discover that thing even more. That element of discovery is never more present than when orchestras premiere new music. For musicians playing music that nobody has ever heard before is unbelievably exciting. You're the one who gets to make the newest, most unusual sounds, and you're the only one who gets to share those sounds with the world, for the time being anyway. And since its early days, premiering music has been part of the life of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and this concert is no exception. Later this evening, you'll hear the American premiere of Dieter Amann's The Piano Concerto, performed by the pianist for whom it was written, Andreas Hefliger. And the program culminates with another piece introduced by the BSO to this country. It was over a century ago when the orchestra gave the American premiere of Claude Debussy's sparkling and majestic La Mer, the sea. I'm Ron Della Chiesa, joining you from the WCRB broadcast booth at Symphony Hall here in Boston's Back Bay. This Boston Symphony concert led by Susanna Mahlke begins with Gabriel Fauré's elegant Pavane. Then Andreas Hefliger is the soloist in Dieter Amann's The Piano Concerto, Grand Toccata. And following an intermission, the concert continues with Olivier Messiaen's Alleluia on the trumpet, Alleluia on the cymbal, from the composer's L'Ascension, and concludes with Debussy's La Mer. It's a program packed with French orchestral masterpieces, which play to one of the great strengths of the Boston Symphony. Starting in 1918, a string of French music directors ushered in an era of undeniable mastery of French music to the BSO. And it's a legacy of excellence that continues even today. Conductor Susanna Mahlke has her own French connection as well. She lived in Paris for a significant portion of her career as music director of the Ensemble Intercontemporain. All said, the program is perfectly suited for this orchestra and this conductor. You won't hear this music played better anywhere else. The first piece in the program, Fauré's Pavane, serves as both an invitation and an introduction. The style of dance that it's named after had been out of fashion for many hundreds of years by the time Fauré wrote it in 1887. Nevertheless, Pavane is perhaps his most famous tune. It recalls the grand entrance of an evening at court in Renaissance high society, with couples moving up and down a great hall, flirting and greeting one another. In his program notes for this piece, Stephen Ledbetter wrote, "The Pavane was a Renaissance court dance. Literally hundreds of compositions for solo instrument or ensemble survived to testify to its popularity." Fauré certainly never danced a Pavane in his life, but when he composed his delicate and seductive score, he was evidently pleased to think of Arcadian nostalgia. And now, coming on stage, our guest conductor, Susanna Mulkey. And we will hear her conduct the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Begin the concert with Gabriel Fauré's Pavane from WCRB.
Thank you.
You've just heard Gabriel Fauré's Pavane, performed in concert here at Symphony Hall by the Boston Symphony Orchestra and guest conductor Susanna Malky. Elizabeth Rowe, our principal flutist, taking a bow now, asking all of the winds to stand. Wants all the members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra to share in the applause for the Pavane by Fauré. By the way, the only BSO performances since the Munch premiere by Andrew Davis in November 1983 and Seiji Ozawa in November of 1986. I'm Ron Della Chiesa at Symphony Hall, bringing you a concert broadcast of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. And after John Demick and our stage crew make a few changes to the stage, this concert will continue with a new work, the Piano Concerto by Dita Amann. The soloist is also the pianist for whom the piece was written, Andreas Hefliger. And you can hear the Boston Symphony Orchestra each week at this time on the radio and also online. Our broadcast schedule can be found at classicalwcrb.org/BSO. And that's where you'll also find these broadcasts available to hear on demand, as well as a link to the BSO box office to help plan your own trip to Symphony Hall. Again, to hear this and other BSO concerts on demand, visit classicalwcrb.org/BSO. Well, one of the first things that becomes apparent in Dita Amann's The Piano Concerto Grand Toccata is that it pulls from a wide variety of musical styles and genres. Conductor Susanna Malky pointed to Amann's background as a jazz musician when she spoke about the piano concerto in this conversation with WCRB's Kendall Todd.
I like Dieter's music a lot because he has actually a slightly different background from many other composers. He comes from the jazz, which of course you can hear in his writing, and it's very rhythmically active and the sonorities are very, it's not the hardcore avant-garde contemporary music. It's very virtuosic and also accessible because it has the tonal references. It also has nice references to classical piano concertos. And it's really player's music, and I enjoy doing it. And I said to Dieter, you know, it's very, very difficult, but I'm sure that the musicians will want to show off, you know. And then he said something very nice. He said, well, you know, that's one of the main reasons why I compose, because I want to give the musicians an opportunity to shine. And I think this is something that you can hear also in this piece. It's very, very virtuosic and very active and full of things, but a lot of fun. And Andreas, of course, is doing an extraordinary job. I think it must be horrendously difficult. It's relentless, but it's great fun to play this. And this music, I mean, this piece is also reflective. There's a very, very beautiful chorale at the end, and it kind of ends after all this virtuosity. It ends with a little question mark, which is of course also an indication for us to reflect on things.
And there's much more of this conversation at our website, classicalwcrb.org/BSO. The Piano Concerto is a piece that we're lucky to be able to hear tonight. In fact, it's just shy of a miracle that exists at all, because Amann almost decided not to write it. A self-described perfectionist, Amann knew taking on a project of the scale Hefliger was looking for would mean years of research and painstaking writing. But a committee of co-commissioners from around the world convinced him to try. So Amann began to research, pulling together excerpts of piano concertos he knew and loved. Then disaster struck. While he was traveling, Amann's entire research portfolio was stolen. Rather than reconstruct it, he decided to move forward with the concerto, working from memory instead of from examples. And in 2017, he began composing the Piano Concerto in earnest. It's expressive, densely woven music that propels itself forward in its virtuosic energy. The Piano Concerto begins with solo piano spinning out into huge orchestral cascades of actions and reactions. It's a piece that highlights the pianist's skill as much as the way the piano and orchestra play with one another. In his own program notes for the Piano Concerto, Amann refers to the piano as a cog in the big orchestra machine. The piano takes on various roles as its own mini orchestra, shifting from melodic to contemplative to percussive with ease. The question mark Susanna Malki referenced at the end of this piece isn't just a musical one. It also points to one of the most pressing questions of our time, which Amann highlights in a motto printed at the top of the score. The fire of this music is to be perceived as a beacon to fight climate change. Asked to elaborate, Amann writes, "Man is an entity. It's not like I am an artist only on certain days, then again a private individual, and the next day a politically interested citizen. There shouldn't really be a question about the source of my motivation, because the scientific facts are on the table. But humans are just very lazy, and I'm no exception. Personal responsibility and voluntariness are not effective in solving those kinds of problems, especially since this catastrophe does not occur suddenly, but gradually. Hence, a change of thinking is necessary. We must make it clear to those in charge that we are prepared to accept certain restrictions in order to prevent worse from happening. But first of all, we need to know and accept that we have a huge, perhaps existentially threatening problem. Every hint, no matter how small, can help." And here he is coming on stage, pianist Andreas Hefliger and conductor Susanna Malki in this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert. We'll continue. We'll hear Dieter Amann's The Piano Concerto, Grand Toccata from WCRB.
Thank you.
Ending with a hesitant return to solo piano after a sonically overwhelming journey that was Dieter Amann's The Piano Concerto, performed in concert here at Symphony Hall by pianist Andreas Hefliger and the Boston Symphony Orchestra led by Susanna Malky. Our soloist now, taking a bow, born into a distinguished Swiss musical family, grew up in Germany, went on to study at Juilliard, quickly recognized as a pianist of the first rank, hand in hand now with our guest conductor, Susanna Malky. What a tour de force for this orchestra to play this music. And I counted six percussionists up in the back, taking up virtually half of the stage. Here's our composer coming on stage now, Dieter Amann. Also born in Switzerland in 1962 into a highly musical family. Passed several semesters at the Swiss Jazz School. Started to perform as a musician in the field of improvised music and jazz. Played as a sideman with bands of his own. He was also a trumpet player, pianist, and a bass player. All three of them now on stage. Andreas Hefliger, our composer Dieter Amann, being applauded, hand over his heart. Those percussionists, by the way, what a workout. The entire orchestra really worked hard on this piece. And the percussion section, the six percussionists running literally back and forth with a huge array of percussion instruments, just about everything from a percussion section on stage to play this piece. The Piano Concerto by Dieter Amann. It's American premiere, by the way, given this week here in Symphony Hall. By the way, our composer made recordings with jazz greats like Eddie Harris and Udo Lindenberg. Here they are, all three of them back on stage. Dieter Amann, the composer. Andreas Hefliger, our piano soloist. Both of them on stage, just two of them now, taking a deep bow to the audience here in Symphony Hall. Dieter Amann again clasping his hands in appreciation for the response from the audience here in the hall. Now here's Susanna Malky. She comes forward. She wants all of the percussion players, all six of them, to stand up. What a workout they had tonight. A couple of them don't have jackets on, just in shirts, so they're exercising really tonight in this performance. Again, all three now joining hands, composer Dieter Amann, Andreas Hefliger, and our guest conductor, Susanna Malky. Stay with us. We'll have works by Olivier Messiaen and Claude Debussy still ahead in this Boston Symphony Orchestra broadcast coming to you from Symphony Hall in Boston.